Hi everyone, I'm Benjamin Octabanou and I'm a research engineer and technical director at Media Lab Sciences Po in Paris. I'm going to present you a brief and therefore not exhaustive overview of web crawlers used in a social sciences context. And then I will show you a quick demo of our own web crawler, Hybro, which we just completely redesigned and released as version 2.0. But first, let's talk about web crawlers. So does anybody not know what a web crawler is? I would usually call for a raise of hands, but hey, it's 2021. So let's assume that some people don't. So a web crawler is a software that will visit and collect web pages, find links within them, and automatically visit them all, either systematically or selectively following a certain set of rules. This is what all search engines have been doing since the early times of the internet to build their indexes, but it can also be used to collect some data, text contents, study network communities, etc. So why would anyone want to do that for social sciences? Well, the thing is that HTML, as it was conceived by Tim Berners-Lee, is entirely revolving around the concept of hyperlinks. When a webmaster adds a link, it is most of the time a manifestation of his intention to express some proximity. So these links are carrying meaning, and they create some structure, which are definitely worth studying for social sciences. Here are a few outputs, for instance. Here, on the top left, you can see a network of links between websites which were crawled because they talk about climate change, and they were categorized depending on whether or not they believe mankind is responsible. On the right is a structure of citations between media's websites, showing that the main reliable medias are being cited among themselves and by all others, whereas fake news and conspiracy theorists cite them, but they don't get links to them in the opposite way. Here is a map of actors speaking about privacy issues on the web. And here is a categorization of 460 French medias using a stochastic block model, which takes into account the direction of the links to compute communities. So how does it all work? There are plenty of ways to program a crawler, but some strategies are more common than others. The most typical one is called snowballing. We basically put in a queue all links we find in every page visited, then visit them all, one by one, up until we reach a maximum number of pages or maximum distance from the first URL visited. But since the web structures itself in layers, this approach commonly results in a strong attraction to the biggest actors, which are Wikipedia, Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc., since almost every website have links to them. So an alternative option can be, for instance, to do the same with some human curation, where each crawl returns a list of sites to consider, and the user decides whether to include them or not, and then starts crawling. Another typical strategy is called focus crawling, where you only follow links which respect a specific focus of your interest. For instance, we could start a crawl on the FOSDEM website and keep only the pages in which we find the words free or open source. And we can imagine plenty more strategies depending on whatever we want to study. And this is why so many different tools have been built over the time to help researchers crawl the web. So let's review a few. SockSideBot is probably one of the oldest, and it seems in a sleeping mode since 5 years. But it was built by a research team in the UK. It took the form of a Windows GUI application, which looks kind of old now. But it was already allowing to set up many options and visualize the graph between the URLs. It was even asking for your email so that it could write to all webmasters of the websites you were crawling and inform them of it. Another quite old one, which was actually conceived by one of the organizers of this room, Mathieu Jacomi, is a Navi crawler, which is now obsolete and we archived on Media Lab's GitHub. It was a Firefox add-on up until version 3.5.1, which is quite old now, and it would allow you to build a corpus while browsing the web manually. Each page visited was analyzed to report the list of links found within it and propose the user to visit them and include them one by one to build progressively your corpus. Issue Crawler is probably the first research crawler with a full web interface accessible directly online, built by our friends from DMI in Amsterdam, who were just speaking right before me, I think. It was for a long time the most rich and complete crawler for researchers, proposing a wide variety of crawling strategies and very clean outputs. Boson is also a nice web application, which was built by another lab in Australia this time. And here comes Hive from Media Lab, which was already presented at FOSDEM in the previous years, so I will only remind its principal features. In addition to having a very nice user web user interface and letting the user control which websites to crawl on that, it has the specificity of allowing to define very precisely what a website or web entity is. For instance, we could consider each year's FOSDEM website as its own, or merge them all together along with FOSDEM's Twitter account within one big FOSDEM entity. Which leads me to Hybo, which we just released until under its freshly redesigned version 2. Here we are back to a desktop application, since it's an actual web browser based on Chromium's open source code base using Electron.js. The main idea being to allow to build its corpus while browsing it, like in Navi Crawler, but with a real automated crawler running in the background, being Hive. And now let's play quickly with it. So here is Hive Browser's interface. It's actually in French right now, so let's switch to English and let's connect to a Hive demo. You can actually create your own Hive server on the cloud by paying on to OVH or Vexhost or CityCloud, but let's use the demo for now. So we'll create a new corpus, let's call it FOSDEM and create it. So it will take a few seconds to create memory structure on the server, and here it is. So we have a regular browser. You got tabs, you can create, add more tabs, close them, and within one tab you can first, for instance, search for FOSDEM on DuckDuckGo. Let's click here. So we have the result of FOSDEM, we can go to the FOSDEM website, and here, so we are in a regular browser, but we have a few more things here. In this column, you have information about the browsed web entity. So FOSDEM.org belongs to suggestions, and it has a status, name, known web pages, so pages that are already known for this website, linked entities, so far there's none, tags, field notes. So let's add a tag, for instance. Let's say that FOSDEM is actually of a type event. And let's say that we want to include it. So there are three different status, in, undecided, and out. Let's put it as in. Let's decide that we want to include the whole FOSDEM, not only 2021. Then that the homepage of the website is FOSDEM.org, and that the web entity's name is FOSDEM.org. That's perfect. Let's include it. And it's included, and now it's telling me that it's crawling it. So the crawl will start. And in the meantime, we can start looking at other things while it's preparing to crawl. So if I go back to here, and you can decide to visit some specific web entities that the corpus is suggesting me to do. So if I click here, we can visit the web entity in the corpus. So right now there's only FOSDEM. The ones that are out or undecided, there's zero right now, or the ones that are suggested for review. Oh, and here there are some new ones that just arrived. So basically all of these were found via links from FOSDEM. So we can try and start visiting them one by one. So let's click here and it will open to me the Apache website inside the current tab. So Apache, let's say that we want to do a corpus about free software. So Apache is definitely part of it. So we will include it and set it as in as well so that it will crawl the website as well. And then we can go to the next website. So backmarket.fr, I don't know what this one is. So it looks like something that sells smartphones, so I don't think we care about that. Let's put it as out. This one looks like it's not a good website, so let's forget about it. And so on and so on. Let's include Creative Commons, for instance. Here, up. And we can continue. And so since we added Creative Commons, we will put it, the type is, I don't know, what is Creative Commons? It's organization. And then we can switch to the regular Hive interface and it will show us a network. So right now it's not very interesting since we just started, but we got Apache, FOSDEM and Creative Commons, which are all linked 2x2. And if we want to show all the other entities that were discovered through the crawls, we can see a few of them, and some of them which are links between the two, or even links by the three of them, Twitter and Facebook.com, of course. All right, that's it for the very brief demo, and thank you, and have a good Thursday.